KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have mostly clear skies. It's 42 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today. High around 68. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. With flood concerns already high in the Midwest, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is warning that many levees on the Missouri and Kansas rivers that were damaged during last year's devastating floods remain vulnerable to high water. The National Weather Service has said Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri, along with eastern North Dakota and South Dakota, face an above-average flood risk this spring due largely to soil saturation to the north. Record flooding in 2019 damaged several levees, many of which have yet to be repaired. The Corps says challenging weather conditions and higher flows continue, delaying the ability to fully assess the damage. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will conduct their weekly meeting by dial-in conference this morning at 9 a.m. Persons interested in partaking in the session will have to call 605-313-6157 and use access code 526272 and the hashtag, or pound sign, if you will. On the agenda are updates on the manure management plan, a bond council engagement agreement, and discussion with Spear Financial's Maggie Berger with regard to general obligation bond sale, not to exceed $4.5 million in general obligation capital loan notes. Afterward, the board will act on approving a resolution fixing the date for a meeting on the proposed agreement and issuance of the notes, and a resolution fixing the date for a meeting with regard to $4.5 million in urban renewal bonds. The Adair County Supervisors will then discuss a Families First Coronavirus Response Act policy, COVID-19 updates, and other related matters. The Cass County Board of Supervisors held their second broadcast meeting via Zoom on Tuesday morning. During their electronically transmitted session, Board Chair Steve Beyer expressed his appreciation to the public for their patience and understanding during the COVID-19 pandemic.
We've been going forward in these trying times and trying to keep services as close to normal as possible. I really do appreciate everyone's patience and understanding.
Beyer reminds persons with paperwork for various county offices of the drop-off box in front of the courthouse that's near the mailbox. One is easily distinguishable from the other.
All in all, the drop box out here in front, I think, is working. It's now painted yellow, bright yellow, so not to be confused with the mailbox. And I think people are getting not just county business, but in general, if they can do things online, over the phone, are trying to do that to minimize the amount of going out and mixing with a lot of different people.
The board on Tuesday also acted on approving a resolution to appoint a Cass County representative or commissioner to the Southern Iowa Regional Housing Authority, or SIRHA. That is for a three-year term that begins April 9th. They appointed Tracy Bell to the position. Bell has a background in real estate and housing. They also appointed Tracy Lett of Anita as an additional member to the Cass County Food Policy Council. Lett runs the Anita Food Pantry. Her appointment runs through December 31st, 2022. Cass County Supervisors yesterday acted on approving certain property tax exemptions as recommended by the Soil and Water Conservation District Commission and County Assessor, and an application from Cass County Wellness Coordinator, Secretary for the Cass County Food Policy Council, Brigham Hoig, for CDBG funds to support infectious disease response.
And county would compose a letter of support. The funds, if granted, are estimated to be $173,000. $160.
And the county would act as a fiscal flow-through agent for those funds. An emergency proclamation that had been issued March 17th by Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones and set to expire midnight last night was extended until further notice. City Administrator John Lund said yesterday a few changes were made to the original proclamation, some of which we've previously mentioned. They include the park equipment closure and door-to-door sales suspension incorporated into the current proclamation. The library has ended curbside pickup and will notify everyone when that resumes. Closure of the City Hall lobby and bathrooms was also noted, and the Street Department building is now closed to the public. Additional language abridges the city's meetings with the governor's proclamation, specifically city council, committee, board, and commission meetings that must occur shall either be done electronically and or limited to less than 10 people in a room with a minimum of 6-foot distance between those individuals. City employees shall make every accommodation reasonably possible to encourage public participation in those meetings while at the same time complying with a section of the code. A survey of supply managers in 9-state region of the Midwest and Plains is showing more signs of the coronavirus pandemic's disruptive economic impact. A report released on Monday said the Mid-America Business Conditions Index sank to 46.7 last month, its lowest reading since September of 2016. The survey's confidence index plunged to a record low of 14.5. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Any score above 50 would suggest economic growth. A score below that suggests decline. And again, the figure for March was 46.7. Police in Creston report two recent break-ins and two arrests Tuesday afternoon. 68-year-old James Goodman of Diagonal was arrested in Creston for violation of a protection order. Goodman was released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear. And Tuesday night, 30-year-old Rachel Colburn of Creston was arrested at her home on a Union County warrant charging her with fraudulent practice in the fifth degree. Colburn was released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear. Tuesday morning, a man residing in the 600 block of North Pine Street in Creston reported to police at some time during the overnight hours of March 26th and 27th, someone broke into his storage unit at 801 West Town Line. Multiple toy tractors were taken from the unit. The loss was estimated at $700. Monday afternoon, a man residing in the 100 block of South Stone Street in Creston told police at sometime between 12 a.m. and 7 a.m. that day, someone entered several vehicles parked at his residence and took a gift card out of one of the vehicles. The loss was estimated at $54. And an incident in Red Oak Tuesday night resulted in two women being cited and then released for breach of peace. Red Oak police say 39-year-old Penny Marie Griggs and 42-year-old Peggy Jo Williams, both of Red Oak, were cited at around 9:30 p.m. on those simple misdemeanor charges. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.